This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, December 19th. God's word to you today is Compassion Channel. Our scripture reading is taken from Luke 10, verse 34, and it says, "Going over to him, the Samaritan soothed his wounds with olive oil and wine and bandaged them. Then he put the man on his own donkey and took him to an inn where he took care of him." The Samaritan felt compassion for the wounded man. Some equate compassion with wishy-washy sentiments and weakness, but the Samaritan's actions actually showed strength rather than weakness. We all have been recipients of compassion time and again, a shoulder to cry on, a listening ear, a helping hand. And because we have received compassion from others and from God, we must be deliberate about showing compassion also. We are saying this repeatedly because of how important it is to be compassionate. I pray that at the time when you need to be compassionate, God will remind you that people have been compassionate to you and thereby making it easy for you to do the same. In Jesus' name, amen. The fear of the unknown has stopped a lot of people from showing compassion. So we must find creative ways to channel our compassion. For instance, when you see homeless children on the streets begging for alms, instead of just worrying for your safety, you can actually do something about it. There are organizations, people that are committed to giving those children a home. Locate them and inform them about the children on the street. You can take it a step further and give towards the cause. Perhaps it is an opportunity for you to start a fellowship ministering to the homeless. The late Pastor Esco started a similar initiative. They just cook and take food to beggars. People tend to forget that those homeless people are human beings. And a lot of great testimonies came out of that initiative because someone had compassion, because someone did not see them as a nuisance, but chose to see them as God sees them. I also heard about a lady that had compassion on some road construction workers that were in the sun for hours in a day. So she decided to be a channel of compassion, and she would buy bottles of water and just take them to them because she figured that they would be thirsty from being in the sun all day. Compassion does not always have to be monetary. It could even be a prayer channel, and you could take that burden to God. That is compassion. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, empower me to be given to showing compassion, not to the fear of the unknown. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website www.gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.